Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
And also a healthy snack or a juice, perhaps.
Yeah, little kale, spinach. I like extra lemon.
And, guys, also remember real quickly.
Do remember.
Do remember to subscribe on iTunes.
Right.
And also do remember to buy the new Juan Epp t-shirts, which are available at rosenbergradio.merchdirect.com. I don't know if yours have gone up yet, have they?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm upset about this whole
t-shirt situation.
Yeah, the t-shirt
I've gotten one tweet from someone with a picture of him wearing the shirt. I was like, one person.
I'm just saying, I set that deal up, and I don't even.
And you
know
don't even know what the hell's going on.
I'm gonna
Can you work it out?
I'm gonna work it out.
It's you. How many do you want you to work
I'm
it?
Handle that.
All right. So, but that is out there, and do subscribe on iTunes, and do rate and give props, especially after our amazing, if I do say so myself, Russell Simmons podcast from a few weeks ago.
Did it get a lot of love?
Oh. Tremendous.
Really?
And then the Aza Akira, you know, for the porn, for the perverts.
Right.
That was a good pervert one as well.
I don't know. I don't get those.
You don't understand them.
I don't
even
get the porn ones.
We're doing another, we have to do another one in a couple weeks, by the way.
Talking to porn stars about sex.
But do you enjoy doing them when we do them? You do. I think you do to a degree.
Really. She was all right.
She was pretty cool. Entertaining.
She was cool.
You're more excited for today's guest.
Yes.
Master.
Yes.
Yes, bitch.
I'm excited, but I would like to state. Before we start with Master Ace and the whole EMC squad, that's Punchline and Wordsmith.
Wordsmith.
Wow. All right. Punch words.
And Smith.
And Smith line.
Smith line.
I would like to document that Master Ace has one of the most derogatory lines towards Puerto Ricans in hip-hop.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
what's the line, please?
I'm not. I don't even remember. Just seeing him, it just hit me. Something like, "Mira,
yeah.
Puerto Rican
Rico Suave."
Yeah, that's it. How does it go?
Yo, Ace, what's up with that?
See, the Puerto Rican Latin Chico Rico Suave.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Sounds racist. Rico Suave. You had to reference Gerardo.
Yeah, because you know
Gerardo is definitely Mexican American. By the way, I'm pretty sure. Hey guys, do me a favor also. Either hold the mic or just get as close to it as you can because people have been complaining that we're loud and our guests are quiet.
Yeah, like this. Like this, like, I mean, radio. Like this. Like we're used to it. So we're like right up on it.
And then the guests
yeah,
are
right
like,
up on it.
So EMC is here. What album? You're dropping an EP on Tuesday called The Turning Point.
Yeah, May 20th.
And what album is this for you guys? What number?
This is only our second project as a group. We dropped an album in 2008 called The Show. And
you guys came and did it real late. I remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was brand new.
Yeah. We actually played that, the freestyle that we did on your show. We played that on a Christmas album.
Really?
Just kind of threw it on there, yeah.
Oh, nice. So you guys did put a little bonus album at some point.
We did like a bonus song on a Christmas album that the label did. We did like a bunch of different artists on there. And we had a song on there plus the freestyle on your show.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what's so we'll talk about EMC. And I want to hear stories from, obviously, we're going to have Ace back again, mm-hmm. I believe, to have the entire Master Ace story. But also Punch and Words have their own stories, you know what I'm saying, from the Lyricist Lounge days that I'd like to hear about as well. And then don't forget about the Master Ace album on J-Core, Disposable Arts. Is that what it was called?
That's what it was.
J-Core. What was that again?
That was an Interscope subsidiary. Who did that? Who was,
yeah,
was
yeah.
that?
This guy, Jay Ferris, who owes me money.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to bring up a source.
Sorry. Right. Bring it up.
But that song, I Don't Understand.
I would like to say.
Why are you yelling?
I want to make a statement.
Okay. And I don't understand.
That Slaughterhouse album is one of the best albums in hip-hop and is very highly underrated. I said it.
Thank you.
Said it, motherfucker!
That was a difficult
calm down.
Time in hip-hop for me.
Why was it a difficult time for you?
Well, that record was really kind of my answer to all of the... I got a lot of flack from the Me and the Biz record because of the puppet and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And being from Brownsville, Brooklyn, and... Oh, what's up with the puppet? You know,
I love early hip hop slack. Yeah. What assholes. Like, that was such a big deal. What's you soft. Why you got a puppet, son?
Right. So... You know, I went in the studio and tried to do just the grimiest, grittiest,
well done,
hardest album I could do, and that was the result. Slaughterhouse.
Well done.
How many albums that? How many copies that sell?
It was. It didn't go gold, so probably somewhere around 200, somewhere in there.
Bootleg era,
a little over.
But think about the era we lived in. that an album that hard would have even sold 200,000 copies.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen at all. No.
And keep in mind, if you're thinking, well, it had whatchamacallit, Born to Roll on it. No, it didn't. It had Born to Roll on it later. Or it came on the next album.
Yeah, it was on the next album.
How did so Sitting on Chrome sell better?
Cheap ass nigga remix.
Sitting on Chrome sold much better.
I'm gonna tell you the truth right now. I'm gonna say something right now to your face, Mazz Days.
Say it.
I hate Born to Roll.
Really? Hate?
Wow.
Hate. A Jeep Ass is my song.
Don't
Born
go to
Roll
Cali
to me.
Saying that.
What'd you say?
Don't go to Cali saying that.
No, I won't.
Yeah. Oh, and the song.
Yes.
The song.
I love Jeep Ass. Right. Born to Roll to
Jeep
me.
Jeep Ass what?
I can't say it.
Good job.
Jeep Ass N Word. And I love that song. I know it's one of those tough songs that you love. You can't even say the full
name.
Which
one do you like better? The regular one, the remix, or the beat a-pella?
Biz-capella.
Biz-capella.
I just like the original. What's that in your cassette deck? Is that on the single?
Yes. Clear vinyl.
And clear vinyl with Saturday Night Live on the... I mean, don't get me wrong, though. I like
Live from New York.
I like Saturday Night Live more than Jeep Ass. What's up with Icy Rock and System 3?
Icy Rock, they have jobs.
Just regular jobs.
They work in the New York City school system, and they've been there literally since that record came out.
Yo, I just thought of an amazing bit that only we could pull off.
What's that?
We go to the workplace of someone like that who just had like one little thing and just show up with a boombox and play their part and start wilding out, wait for them to jump in.
Do it.
Because that part is so hot.
Do it. Listen, if you remember the skit at the beginning of the album with the school kids when they're asking them and the kids are talking, that's my boy Neek's class. His actual
really
class.
His
oh, he was already teaching then.
He was like doing a summer program at the time, but now he's like he's in the system for real now. But that was a summer job at the time, and it was the kids that were in his.
And he's
house.
Just a regular grown up who at one point was rapping with you, and now is,
and could rap good. Yeah,
could rap good.
Yeah. And just what happened? Just
honestly,
didn't
like,
take off.
No, it wasn't none of that. It was literally the summer that album came out. We had this whole promo tour planned out. They were supposed to go on the road with me. We were gonna, because I had Saturday Night Live. The video was out. Yeah. They're in the video.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, we about to hit the road. Let's do this. They're like, yo, we got these summer jobs. Our moms just hooked us up with these summer jobs.
How old were they?
I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, I was mad at them for like a couple
months.
How
old?
They were like
21, 20.
Yeah, right in there.
And you were like what?
I was like
22, 24.
Yeah, right.
So you had a little experience, obviously, Juice Crew and all that shit.
Yeah, and I was
we're
like,
gonna get to all that, don't worry.
But they made a decision. I mean, literally, that decision is why they never really did records, because like I just was like, yo, I gotta go do this. And that's how Lord Digga started rolling with me, because they wouldn't go on the road.
And Digga was them.
Yeah, he was just like, I ain't had nothing to do, I roll.
Digga was a producer?
He was started off as a producer and a dude that wanted to rhyme but didn't really, like, he didn't really have it at that time. He was still real
He kills
beat.
It on that album, though.
Yeah, yeah. He had
a different
of,
flow.
Lines.
It's probably like the new person rapping gave him a different style. Like, he was still figuring it out.
If you hear him on Saturday Night Live, you wouldn't realize how many takes it took to get that take that was on beat and sounded cool. Like, he just didn't have, he didn't understand how to rhyme on beat at that point.
Right.
But he figured it out after a minute.
You married Paula Perry?
No, that's horrible
man.
To say.
Oh, my man.
Married.
Somebody passed me a knife.
Someone else married Paula Perry? You married Lachey?
Yes.
I get confused. Those are all on the same records, okay? Give me a freaking break. And are you still with
her? Why'd you get so upset, Paula Perry? I mean,
I don't know what she looks like.
She talks
maybe
crazy
it was upsetting.
About me on Twitter.
Paula Perry does?
Oh, yeah, she talks crazy.
I agree with everything she says.
No,
what does she say?
You're not cool no more.
Nah.
She talks crazy now? Still?
Still.
So
why?
So I just confused his wife with her. His sworn enemy. I love doing stuff like that. That's terrible.
Crazy
mistake.
About you?
Yeah, just like little slick stuff, like, you know, stupid stuff. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Still to this day, 2014.
Yeah.
Yo, but Extra, wow. But Extra Extra was tough, don't lie.
I mean, what about Paula's Jam, though?
Yeah, it was pretty good, too.
On,
I got both those joints.
Oh, how about fucking, what's the song you have with her on the album? The were you robbing her?
Oh, who you jacking?
Yeah.
God, Ace.
Oh.
Classic song, classic.
Songs
hold on, but real quick. We're going backwards, apparently. However, was your marriage to Lachey a...
worse? Like a shotgun?
Sorry? No, I didn't mean like that. Was that the... was there something that related to that and the dissolving of Mast Ace Incorporated?
No. All of that stuff happened... Our us hooking up and whatever and becoming getting in a relationship happened after I wasn't messing with Digga no more or Paula anymore.
Okay.
This is groundbreaking, by the way.
You never talked about that. Because I thought it was the other way around.
One up, Master Ace.
That's what we do. So, because I thought you were still with them, and then you started investing your time in your wife, and it led to the dissolving of the group. No. That is not true.
No. The dissolving of the group started, Lord Digger was the catalyst of the dissolving of the group, because he actually got a deal behind my back with Loud.
Behind your back?
Yeah. Because, I mean, we're working together.
Right.
The whole idea is that he's going to be part of the production company, and we're going to get him this deal.
Mm.
And he just went and did a deal, didn't tell us anything.
Wow.
And then came back and was like, yo, I got a deal with Lyle. I was like, what?
I love those convos.
That was the beginning of kind of the end.
And full disclosure, Digga's my man. Are you and Digga good? You're fine,
we're okay,
right?
When my mom passed away, we wound up reconnecting through Shot Stimuli's brother. And just had a conversation and just kind of buried the hatchet, and that was it.
So when your mom's passed, you guys ended up talking?
Yeah, we wound up talking and just kind of buried the hatchet.
So it's fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
So you still have disagreements about what happened back then, but you're over it?
Yeah.
More or less.
I mean, I'm clear on what happened back then.
I believe you.
Yeah, he has a completely different version of things, yeah.
Now, were you involved with helping him get his placements and things like that? Of course, he produced on Biggie's album. That was all him.
That was all him. Him and Norm, Witch Doctor, you know, I didn't even try to get in the way of that. Like, I was, like, happy that they were doing that, doing their thing. I'm like, yo, I'm rooting for them. Like, do your thing. I never got involved in any. I didn't go to any sessions. I wasn't there when they were playing beats for Puff. None of that. I wasn't involved in any of that. And that, for him to say, like, I was trying to hold him back, because that was some of the stuff that he kind of said later on, was, like, so inaccurate.
Not accurate at all.
At all.
But he was, you would say he was a big contributor to you in those days, in the Slaughterhouse days. Did he produce on the record?
Lightly, yeah. Like some of the loops and stuff were his loops, and you know, some of the
You
ideas.
Produced, right?
You produced.
Yeah. I produced.
Who produced?
Who else?
On that album.
Latif, Unique, which is from Icy Rock. Who else?
Was it like Chronic style? Like everybody was in there, like making beats and
a lot of it was that you would have dudes come in. Y'all got this loop. It's kind of ill. Boom, boom, boom. It's like, oh, that's cool, but let's put some horns on it. I got some horns.
Right.
And it was really that.
It was like a pot. Everybody was putting their shit in a pot.
Definitely.
And like at the height of your poppin'ness between the first album,
mm-hmm.
And the second album. What was like the highest level you got
to? This album meaning,
well,
the Me and the Biz record. Well, take a look around.
I was more popping between Slaughterhouse and Sitting on Chrome than I was between.
That was the most popping time.
Yeah.
So the most popping time was when Born to Roll came out.
Right. When the record you hate came.
Exactly.
Out.
Of course. Well, that makes sense. I'm a hater. Yeah. So as the backpacker, whatever your biggest success was, I had to hate. Of course. I was 14. Come on, give me a break.
Why no Juice WRLD Marley on Slaughterhouse?
I really have moved on, man. Like, I just. When we did Slaughterhouse, that was my breakaway from Cold Stealing Records. I finally got away from them, and I wanted to really just show that I could do this. You know what I mean? Marley had given me I was the first artist in the Juice Crew that he gave co-production to on the first album, but I didn't get co-production money.
Right.
So I said, "Yo, I'm gonna show that I can put together my own project." And at that time, honestly, he had beef with them, so he didn't want to do records for them anyway.
Right.
So it wasn't between you and Marley at all.
No. I mean, I once moved to Delicious Vinyl in L.A., once I moved to that label, I was kind of doing my own thing.
And you and Marley stayed good.
We stayed good. He thinks for some reason that I don't like him, but I'm cool with him. I have no problem with Marley.
All right, good. Glad we cleared that up, because we're about to do a part 2 with Marley Marlson. We'll see Marley soon, so we'll deliver that message.
You can't chew gum during it, though.
Marley's gum chewing is my biggest problem with him. I have serious beef about that.
It sounds different on a mic, that's why.
We didn't notice it at the time. I didn't have headphones on. And all the listeners were like, why was Marley chewing gum? He gave us some real gems, though. Oh, you know what? When we go to his house, we got to dig through and see what extra Master Ace shit he has around.
You find it, steal it.
And let you know.
And bring it
And bring it back. Yeah. So, Born to Roll blows up, what does it do, platinum?
No.
I keep moving past Slaughterhouse, man. I got mad questions.
No. What do you want to ask about Slaughterhouse?
Man.
What's your favorite song, by the way?
I can't answer that.
I think mine's Late Model Sedan.
Mad Ones.
Mad Ones is Who You Jackin'. What's the one where you say, next time that go to rip me off, I have a pit bull waiting to rip their fucking face off.
The Big East.
Oh. Is that Funky Drummer incredibly slowed down?
And chopped like a two-bar chop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ace, please. I got it. Can I get your autograph?
It's not just, well, no, you have to in the book. He does. You do.
Oh, I need the book.
If you don't have Slaughterhouse album, by the way, you really
You know how I always talk about Dog Pound album. Slaughterhouse is the other one. There's not an iPad. I mean, an iPod, a phone, or a
everything
road
has
trip.
It.
Everywhere I go, where I might need to listen to that, it's there.
So would you
every
put,
phone I own has it on there.
Would you put Slaughterhouse in your top five hip hop albums of all time?
I would, but I don't ever say it.
Why not?
It's something about the
because nobody's gonna like flow with that,
right?
Because it's not. It's not a popular opinion.
I should say it, though, but it's so underrated that it doesn't even come up on your radar.
How many mics you get in the source of that album?
3.5 I've never got more than 3.5 mics ever in history of my career on the source.
Not more than 3.5 for Slaughterhouse? Who reviewed that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna call someone. I can put a phone call about this. Is
the
it too
back
late?
And forth, who you jacking? This, I don't know. It might be the best back and forth.
There's just so much good stuff about it's a concept album, right? But the songs can break out in individually. It's not like it needs to be a concept album, but it is a concept album. And you're talking about going hard sort of as a response to what people said about you, but you're also going hard as a response to the bullshit that was happening in hip-hop at the time.
I absolutely was. You know, it was so many NWA knockoff groups coming out, getting deals left and right, shooting videos and running around with Raiders hats on. It was just like, enough is enough. And it wasn't just the West. It was the East Coast, too. Everybody's wearing 40 Belows, drinking 40, smoking blunts, you know, shooting guns. Back then, you could show guns in videos. So that was all that was being glorified crazy. And that's all labels was messing with. And I just felt like this was ridiculous. We need to.
Favorite gun in the video?
Good question, Syph.
Favorite gun in a video?
Favorite video with a gun in it?
Oh, favorite video with a gun in it. Ooh.
Tough. Really tough.
Real tough.
I know mine.
What is it?
Hot Diggity Dog in the Chub Rock video while he was dancing. Why do you have a gun in his belt?
Who are you talking about?
Hot Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Dog the Dancer.
Who's Hot Dog?
Treat Him Right. You ever heard Treat Him Right by Chub Rock?
Yeah, yeah. That's his main dancer?
Well, Hot Dog is dancing. He has a gun and a pistol in his.
No.
Yeah. He's like, niggas thought I was soft because I was a dancer.
So he kept the gun on him?
In the video.
Go. That's a really risky, by the way, I don't recommend, for any of the kids listening at home.
Don't do that.
If you're going to do the Running Man in a video, do not keep a gun in your way. It's just, it's irresponsible. It's just straight up irresponsible. Was there a big single off of the first album besides Me and the Biz?
Music Man.
Oh, Music Man, of course. They were both pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Music Man was dope video shot by Fab Five Freddy.
Oh, he directed that video?
Yeah.
How did Marley find you?
I won a rap contest at United Skates of America in Queens.
Gosh, this is so hip-hop.
That was so old school what you just said. I heard of it. I've never been there.
You're probably too young.
I'm from the Bronx. I'm skate key.
All right. So
skate key all day. Let's not get into this about skate beef.
Skate key, let's go. So I went out to United Skates and entered this rap contest. First prize was 6 hours of studio time with Marley Marl.
Whoa, that's first prize?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, but that's a good prize.
Second prize was $500. I was really kind of more had my eyes on that. Back then, that was money. That was money.
Yeah,
I was in college at the time, so $500 would have went a long way with the pizzas. So anyway, I wound up.
Where were you in college?
University of Rhode Island.
Wow, okay.
So I won the contest. I was actually on a college break, Christmas break, when I went and did this contest. I won the contest and got the 6 hours of studio time. Took me a year to actually meet Marley and get in the studio.
Oh, you won?
I won, but it took me a year.
To hear that fucking
because they gave me a phone.
Why didn't you call him on the cell phone? Oh, yeah, they didn't exist.
They said, here's his phone number. I'm calling this phone number for literally a year.
Well, it's his house phone.
And it was his mom's house in Queensbridge, and his sister would always answer the phone. He's not here. It got to the I'll call so much that she knew my name. She knew my voice when I called. Hi, Ace. He's not here. I'm like, she's like, you know what? You're a nice guy. Like, you call all the time. Here's his real number. And then she gave me the real number.
Right.
Nice. Finally. That is nice of her.
After a year.
And then I finally.
You'd call what? Twice a month?
And then I called him. He's like, who's this? I said, hey, I won the contest, and you know they paid you because they had already paid him for the studio time.
Right.
He's like, oh, all right, meet me whatever such and such day. He was like, meet me at, let's say he said 12 o'clock or whatever, right? You know, me and Steady Pace, we get on the train, go all the way out to Queensbridge. Never been to, I don't mess with other people's projects because I'm from Brooklyn. And
yeah, of course.
But we went out there. We sitting on the bench for, from we got there an hour early. We there from 11 to 6 p.m., about to start getting dark.
Shit.
And then, like, Craig G came out, didn't know, we knew who he was from videos, but he was like, what's up, who y'all waiting for, Marley? He was like, yeah. He was like, all right. He sat there and talked with us for about 2 hours. Marley come pulling up like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Marley was balling out right now, by the way.
just came pulling up. He had just bought a brand new Lincoln Mark 5.
Oh god.
So he was like,
was he hanging out with Funkmaster Flex?
He just got a bunch of money or whatever. He pulled up in a new Lincoln Mark 5 and he was like, okay, y'all, yeah, here for this session. All right, come on up. And I recorded my first little demo. I did like maybe 3 hours of recording. MC Shan was there, met him that day. And I recorded my first little demo. I met Coogi rapping Polo that day too.
Shit.
Wow.
Polo
worth
came,
the wait.
Polo came up. Well, they weren't even a group at the time.
Oh, they were just guys.
Polo was a producer. He had a song with this cat named Frost that was like a big record. And but Frost got locked up. So he came to Marley's house. Yo, I got this new MC. His name is Cool G.
Marley met Cool G rap the same day you met him.
Same day.
And, no way.
And they recorded this song, which at the time I thought was whack as hell, and wound up being It's a Demo.
Okay. You didn't like it.
I was like, this is...
You were sitting there hating.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Yo, hurry up with this bullshit so the real MC
recorded it while
on.
You were there?
I was there.
Right, so he there. Cut into your contest
no,
studio
they
time.
Had me in. They had me in the bedroom because the bedroom was like a pre-production room. So I'm in the bedroom with Shan doing drum programming. But back then, cats weren't really sampling yet. So when he chopped up this funky drum and had this sample, it sounded weird to me. I was so used to just kind of drum patterns.
Right.
Boom, ba-bat, boom, boom, ba-bat, you know, and I didn't get it. And they laid it down, and I would say probably a year later, they were playing it at Latin Quarter, you know, in the club. I was like, well, I was there when they recorded this.
Oh, this is that bullshit.
I like that it was G-Rap, too, and you were probably hating. You're like, I got my shit's more John Blaze. Did you know how good G-Rap was? Could you tell?
At that time, not really. You know, because, you know, you're in your own cloud of I'm dope and nobody else is dope. And
so, but you were around, that means you were around Pre-Symphony.
Yeah.
Or you met Marley Pre-Symphony.
I met Marley Pre-Symphony.
And were you around?
Well, like,
you had to go back to school.
Going to his house. I mean, I went to his house to record, but the whole, like, the actual deal, the offer to be on his compilation didn't happen until a year later. I graduated from college. I came out. And we went in the studio, and that was...
But you kept in contact with him?
I kept in contact with him.
Did he like the first thing you did?
Yeah, that's why I was able to continue to work with him, was because he actually liked the first couple demos I did.
Jeez.
When you're in a crew like Juice Crew, do you continue to think you're the best, or are you like, let me be honest with myself? And I don't mean that you're worse than them, but I just mean mentally, do you go, Kane, well, Kane is fucking, that's goddamn Big Daddy Kane, so let's just be clear.
Yeah.
That's G-Rap. Or do you instantly go, I'll stand next to G-Rap and Big Daddy Kane right now?
I had my own level of confidence, but when I heard those dudes lay those verses on Symphony, I was like, I think I need to change my verse. Like, I didn't feel like, I said I should have said something else, because G-Rap like murdered it, and then Kane just did what he did, and I was just like, oh no, verse. I don't know about this verse.
Who do you think's the nicest member of the Juice Crew?
Nice guy.
I'm sure they're all very nice, but.
Dinner?
I think Kane is a very nice guy.
Kane is nice.
They're all nice, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Kane.
But I meant who's the nicest lyrically.
Oh, lyrically.
MC-wise. Who's the nice? You had to choose one. You had to draft one.
For my personal taste, it's between G-Rap and Kane. I think G-Rap is more of a better technically, but Kane is better punchline-wise. So it's like kind of what you prefer.
Who made the best songs, you think?
Might be Biz, yo.
Biz makes damn good songs, right? Biz made a... When you look at the list of songs you could play...
His hits was like...
Biz has a lot of hits.
I want to say Kane, but when you say Biz, it's definitely got to think about it.
If we went back and forth right now and said you were at a party, we were having a one-up sound clash, and we were going back and forth, and it was Biz versus Kane, in terms of things that would motivate the crowd, you might run out of Kane first.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. And then once you're done...
Motivating the crowd, yes. Personal records.
Fine, maybe personal. But then when you're done, and you think you're like, you're done with Kane Records, when that's all done, then you throw on Just a Friend. Then you have by far the biggest smash.
Are you going chronological?
No, I just mean in terms of like, I wouldn't play that early, because for me, I'd be more excited to hear Vapors or Nobody Beats the Biz or, you know, Picking Booger or something like that. But then when
Kane
I hear...
Road Vapors.
What'd you say?
Kane wrote Vapors.
True indeed.
Now what? Yeah. Now where we at?
Now where
now
we at?
Where we
it's
at?
All full
he wrote more
circle.
Than that. He wrote a couple.
I know. I'm just saying. Now, okay. So now the Biz records we love, written by Kane. What are we doing now?
Do you think?
Where are we?
How many does if
the
Biz
Matrix.
If Biz tells you something? What percentage of the things that Biz tells you do you believe?
That's a lovely question.
How many stories?
He's a liar.
Mario Lopez.
Biz's a liar.
You think he lies?
No, yes. Biz, he's an exaggerator.
He's a one upper.
He's a one upper.
He's a like, one upper. But is that true?
Yo, I got these new pro cards. I just found them, like retro. I got like 12 pair of those, every color.
No,
so you don't believe it that he does.
No. Everyone says the same thing. It's come up with a million, and everyone says it lovingly because everyone loves Biz. But like, it came up with Flex the other day. I was talking about records, and I was like, "Well, Biz says," and Flex was like, "What did Biz say?" Everyone says the same thing.
No, I went to his house and saw a lot of shit.
You were pretty impressed.
A lot of records and a lot of sneakers, yo. A
lot of toys.
A lot of toys.
I know he does.
And
back.
This was like a random house, like
not even the main
Jersey
house?
Basement.
Oh, this wasn't even Maryland.
No, Jersey.
Oh, I don't even know what's in Jersey. Who knows?
Records stacked up not the way you're not supposed to.
No, but
he
says things that are crazy. Like, you'll be talking about 45s, and he'll be like, yo, I got OC times up. You're like, no, you don't. He's like, yes, the label made it for me personally. Back then, I was already playing 45s, so the labels would know to just make up a pair of 45s for me.
And you're like,
is that true? Is it true? I mean, it's possible, but who knows?
I got a test press of Michael Jackson Beat It, a test press.
I know it's acapella and it features Sting and Paul McCartney. You're like, no, it doesn't. That's impossible. You're insane right now. Okay, so real quick, I want to talk because, like I said, we're gonna have to do a full another Mass Ace One app.
Whatever.
Don't get upset. We got a lot of Slaughterhouse time in already, so we got a lot more to do with Juice Crew and stuff. But we should talk to Punch and Words as well because we're talking to EMC and they have a project coming out Tuesday. When are y'all going to Europe? Because I know the Europe run is coming. By the way, y'all going to Europe soon?
Yeah, going to Europe June 1st.
Europe loved EMC the first time around, right?
Yes.
What is it about Europe that makes them appreciate a group like EMC more than the States did? And not to say there weren't people in the States who had love, but I know it was different in Europe than it was here.
I guess they don't get to see us a lot like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people, we spoiled in New York and all that. So for us going out there, something new, something different. And I think they just learning hip-hop like that out there. So that's why they kind of embrace it the way they do.
But it feels like people like you... And I mean that, you know, black. no, people like it feels like artists like you have been saying that for years. Like, where are y'all going that they're just getting onto hip hop? Or why are they
still excited? Like,
yeah,
it's
like
brand new.
I know a lot of groups that go to Europe, so they're seeing a lot of hip hop,
and yet they're still excited.
This is Wordsworth. It's really just us being consistent with putting the music out, and then the internet makes the world a lot smaller. So a lot of the stuff that we put out that's not maybe easily accessible, people are able to get our stuff through the downloading and the vinyl. There's still people that buy vinyl over there. There's a lot of those over there, a lot of vinyl collectors. Yeah. Like, if you come over there with a CD, people won't even buy it. There's some people that come to the table at the merch table and be like, I don't even want the CD.
So you guys have to go with wax when you go out there.
For the most part, you have to go out there with that. But another thing about going over there is some of the stations, like, they're real diverse. So, for instance, you'll hear Slaughterhouse, and then you'll hear 50 Next, and then you'll hear, like, Pharoah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you'll be dropped, and then Katy Perry. You're driving in the
right,
van.
So they don't separate it like we do in America.
Yeah.
They play everything together. They play what they like.
Yeah, so that's the wild part about it is, imagine, you know, bringing somebody in the van on tour with you new, and they in the car, and they hear something that they're used to hearing here, and then one of us come on, they're like, yo, that's not supposed, it almost seems weird. Like,
yeah,
that's not supposed to come on next. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's like.
What happened with you guys in Lyricist Lounge? There was a time when it seemed like y'all had a thing going, and it seemed like certain things were going to happen. That thing didn't happen. You ended up having, you know, putting together a nice little career anyway. But I'm sure, and one thing we are is honest on Juan Epstein, I'm sure that if you guys are keeping it all the way real, you thought it was going to go a different way than it went initially. So tell me a little bit about what the Lyricist Lounge story was. I don't really know what it was.
I would say it's two different outlooks from my perspective. Because I did the TV show with them and everything. Now, when they first dropped the first album...
Before its time, just so you know.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Show before its time.
So,
yeah, it was.
Head of the game.
So, before the first album dropped, that was like straight kind of underground. Yeah, I know what it is already, how it was. And then once the TV show got a little popular, that next album, it wasn't that underground no more. You had JT Money with Fool, Master Fool rhyming. You had people, they were trying to mesh some of the commercial artists
together. Wait, JT Money was on Lyricist Lounge too?
Yes.
Crazy, right?
Hold on, was Lyricist Lounge the one that was two, the one that was like the huge quadruple vinyl? Was that the third one?
That was. I think that might have been the first one.
Or was it the first one?
That was the first one. Second one.
Which one had OC and Rascass? Remember that record?
I think that might be the first one. That might be the first.
The second one has JT Money on it.
Yeah, man. And it had Beanie Siegel on it.
And Siegs was on it too. That's right.
Yeah.
So they were trying to figure it out.
They were trying to figure it out. But the first people that stuck with them to get it up to the point of getting a TV show was like, I'm out. So they lost a lot of that.
Why they were out?
Because they were like,
who else was it?
A lot of underground cats are like, I don't know about y'all trying to go commercial too quick for me. You know, the TV show is one thing, and with the TV show, they still felt we was kind of keeping it, I guess, real, as you could say, because we had every type
really
of artist
rapping,
on there.
Yeah,
we had everybody on there. We had commercial artists, we had underground artists, everybody was on there. And then I think they felt the album kind of went too fast for them into that lane. Mm. And then from then, everybody kind of just went on their own thing, because after the show was done, you just figure it out on your own. And which, you know, that's how we kind of got together with Ace, Heron, me, and Punch and stuff like that and been doing it.
But now, were y'all a group?
Yeah, we was a group at the time. We were still doing our thing.
And you guys were signed to Raucous as a group or no?
No, we never were signed to Raucous.
So who were you signed to? You guys did have
an EP, and that was independent through Mona Hip Hop. But everybody always thinks we would have been signed to Raucous.
But you just did the records here.
Affiliations. Yeah, but we never were.
At the time, we was actually signed to Trackmasters, and we was doing Lyricist Lounge stuff.
Did you do anything for Trackmasters?
Tons of stuff.
Wrote?
Yeah. Wrote, did our own stuff, a lot of stuff.
We did.
Met 50 when 50 first came.
Did you write?
We did. Hanging around Nori?
Yeah, we bought the whole N.O.R.E. album, the Kid Capri soundtrack to the streets, everything from even when they did.
Yeah, he was on that with Rascals.
No Street Blues. I was there for all that.
We did a ghostwriting for Joe Pesci. If you ever see Joe Pesci, the actor.
Wise Guy is the first single on his.
Sorry?
Vincent Guardia Gambini. We wrote that comedy.
Yeah, he got a
Joe
video.
Pesci. We got him
Joe
rapping.
Joe Pesci rapping. It's a video.
Did you write for Kobe?
Nah.
Good question. No Kobe?
Yeah, we had a cypher with Kobe. We actually had a cypher with Kobe. And at that point, when we had a cypher with Kobe, he had his man Brody with him, and Kobe didn't rap like how he did with the Tyra Banks song. Kobe actually was rhyming like Cannabis at that time, because Cannabis was out. So Kobe was, one of his lines is like, I'll quantum leap into the future and battle myself. That's what Kobe was saying then. But then.
It's a great moment.
Yeah.
Wait, and did you guys get checks, ghostwriting and all?
Oh, we got checks. Yeah, we got a few checks.
Yeah, we own the publishing for that that Pesci record. So when that plays and stuff, it's on.
How often does that play? Does that play?
Well, it plays because it's streaming nowadays.
So you curiosity, and people will see it.
Yeah.
Now, in case you're wondering, the vinyl, it was this one. Like, that's Volume One that had the crazy like four records like that, and had the De La intro. Diaz Brothers had a record cypher. You're not on that, unfortunately. Body Rock, the most record. You had Punch had the cypher.
Yeah.
And then you had the last record on them?
We both was on the cypher.
Oh, you're both on the cypher? Yeah, the way it's listed on here.
And then we did a freestyle thing, I think.
After the show?
Yeah.
After freestyle. The show, but that's listed as by words. Problems is on there. Indelible MCs, remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Zach De La Rocha record. The Jurassic 5 records on there. Lord Have Mercy. Quali the Manifesto, which is...
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was from there. No, but I heard that before that. That's why.
Dude, I hate that Spotify gets their listings wrong. Like, they don't even list... the Mike
Manifesto.
That shit's insane. But this was the record I was talking about. This was my favorite song on the zone.
You don't stop, baby.
Blimp, blimp. You know
Sean
I do.
J, baby.
Sean J, period. Too happy for you, Sy?
Yeah, you like the little jazzy beats. The light happy jazzy beats.
Happy jazzy beats and lyrics I can understand. It's what white people like. It's true. That's just what white people like.
I don't know what
like.
That song is.
You don't know Action Guarantee?
That song is Traca.
What
song is that?
You're a jackass. That was OC and Rascass.
Oh, no, that song's crap.
I remember that.
That beat is crap.
You are you not a Sean J period fan?
I was, I think. Who was he again?
Yo, what you're saying right now is coming.
He did a lot of early stuff with Most.
Right. What did he do?
Universal Magnetic.
Did he do Children's Story?
Might have. He did something on that album.
Children's
Who's
Story
the other kid? The kid from Down South. Remember the group Down South?
Oh,
you talking about Mood?
That's Sean J. Period. No, Sean J. Period's from.
Yeah. Okay,
from
so yeah, I do like
from
him.
But hold on. So he did.
As Mellow Max passes.
Oh, that's fire. Crazy. Crack. That is not like what you just played.
It's related.
No.
But then Sean J. Perry got religious and stopped making and stopped using samples, and that was the end of Sean J. Perry.
Stealing, he said that's stealing. That should not steal. So he's
stealing if you pay for it, if you clear it.
Hey,
you're actually helping somebody out.
I think it threw everybody off, even Mos to a certain point. It threw him off.
That was really good. It was really, really good.
Well, that's because Mos is Muslim, and this guy became Christian.
Then they have Christian-Muslim war.
The hip-hop crusades.
No, I have a legendary moment. Now, how did you guys link up with Ace?
A friend of mine.
Ace has left.
Somebody asked me to do a record with Planet Asia. He was wrapping up the second season for Lyricist Lounge Show. I did a record with Planet Asia. This cat named JF introduced all of us, kind of brought us all together in the studio. And then one thing led to another. We had an EP going, and then Ace needed an opening act for the tour. And then that's how we linked up.
And then it just became a group.
Then just became a group from touring a lot.
So you guys haven't toured in, what, 4 years? Or have you been? No, you've toured. You haven't put out an album in 4 years.
Yeah, put an album.
How often do you tour?
Every year.
Every year. You just go
like
back.
How
again?
Much? Like
we've been touring together, all together as a team for about 13 years every year. So we tour about, I would say maybe 3 months.
Like the
out
summer?
Of the
summer.
We'll do like maybe about a month during spring, and then we got a tour coming up actually in fall. That's going to be another month from October to November, and then actually we're about to go out May 27th. We're going overseas for about a week and a half, and then we got a West Coast run coming up. So we've been doing this for like years, man.
And full disclosure, I'm very curious about this. Do you guys work between these things? You have a job?
Yeah, I work part time every now and then. Because
you're married and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's great to get the tour money, but
I got a house, so I make sure my house is straight.
That's got to be good.
I own a crib.
So what do you do? What's your job?
Every now and then, man, I pick up whatever little part time gigs I could do, man. Like,
from people you know,
I worked at Guitar Center before. You know what I'm
respect
saying?
Respect you.
And I did that. So I can get the hustle on.
Of course, then you get the hookup on the equipment too.
There you go. So stuff like that.
Whatever you need to do.
And I write.
We write what?
I wrote songs for children, cartoons. I work a lot still with Trackmaster, so sometimes creating choruses and hooks for people. And
so you do full time music.
Yeah, full time music for me.
It's very interesting though. I just always wonder about that because you're able to go on the road. It's sort of like what's the longest you guys will go without seeing each other when you're not touring? Will you go a few months sometimes and not see each other?
Because everybody's spread out.
Because I love the idea of you. This is what you guys should do. I love the idea of documenting it, like reality show style or documentary style. This life of like, you kind of have to live a regular life for a lot of the year. But then every year for 13 years, y'all come together like Voltron, go out on the road, act like kids again, get your money, and then come home and live grown-up life again.
Yeah. Basically how
that's
it is.
What it is.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good show. I think that's interesting. Yeah, I just think it's interesting to see that. Like, you leave your families, y'all all come together, go out, you know, fuck mad whores on the road, come back with diseases. What?
What do they do?
No, I doubt they do that.
I could do that. They're married.
Yeah, you have fun, though. Divorced, out there living.
Hey, they got to live through me.
No, I appreciate that. Okay, listen, we got to have you guys back again. Ace, we need to do it. There's a lot more we got to get done. But I wanted to get you guys in here right now so we could talk about the EMC album. It's an EP. It comes out Tuesday. It's called The Turning Point. Are you guys making, as they say, physical copies?
Working on a situation to do the vinyl. No CD. This is just going to be digital for the time being.
And then
a vinyl. Yeah, but be working on the full length at the same time right now.
And is there a website or Twitters or what should people go find you guys at?
Well, I wanted to also say we got the single out right now, Charlie Murphy. That's on Vivo. You can check the video. My Twitter, this is Wordsworth. It's Wordsworth_EMC.
And the label's M3 Penalty. That's why I to say that.
And so you guys are through Penalty?
Yeah, Penalty.
Penalty back.
Back together.
Were you just talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
Penalty's back. You were over there, right?
Levine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ace, say something. What are you going to say? Yeah. There's a microphone.
The group Twitter is EMC Crew, at EMC Crew, and the group Instagram is at The EMC Crew.
And for our listeners in Europe, when will you guys be getting out there?
Me and Wordsworth are flying out a couple of days earlier, so we touched down in Luxembourg on the 31st, and then Punch and Strickland are joining us on June 1st, and then we're doing London, Munich, a couple other cities in Germany, and then we're ending in Portugal.
Now, do you go through and do Ace records too?
Yeah, yeah. During our EMC set, I do kind of all the kind of key records, important records that people.
What do you do from Slaughterhouse? Hold on, real quick. Siphon needs to know.
In the EMC show, nothing. No time.
I didn't think he did.
No. You
feel Born to Roll.
Yeah, I do Born to Roll,
which is a Jeep Ass Nigga remix.
So
in a way, How many goddamn remixes of that song? Why? Why so many?
There's a couple. I mean,
why did they do so many?
I like. Let's not forget. How often? When was the last time you performed "For the Mind" featuring Cellar Dwellers?
Oh man, you know what?
Been a minute.
The Cellar Dwellers had a show in Brooklyn, maybe a month.
I know. I heard about that. I gotta say, it bought. And if they hear this, I want them to hear it because I like them a lot.
They're not hearing it.
They might hear it. They're on the internet. I see them. I mean, we're Facebook friends. How did they not? I hear from them every once in a while. Send me a Facebook message and say, "Hey Rosenberg, I know you're the one guy who might be really excited to see a Cellar Dwellers show." I didn't know that happened.
You didn't have to take a shot at them.
No,
like
no, no.
That.
I mean, in this building. I don't mean in the world. Obviously, people went to the show. Shut up, Scythe. I just mean of all the random radio personalities, I'm someone who would go on a weeknight to go see the Cellar Dwellers perform. Did you guys go? Did you go?
I didn't go. He
you went? How was it? How was it?
I left before the performance. A lot of artists, but. A lot of other people tore it down, though.
Well, how Tragedy many people were on the show?
It was Tragedy performed. He brought out Capone and what's the other dude? Ice Down Medallions.
Royal Flush?
Yeah.
It sounds like the greatest concert of my life.
Real good show.
That's amazing. Shout out to the Dwellers and Royal Flush and Capone.
Do you feel any way about the group Slaughterhouse?
No, I don't feel any way.
You want to check? You a little chickity check?
Nah. I mean, I would like to know kind of where the name came from.
We've asked them. You should go listen to Juan Epstein with Slaughterhouse. We definitely had a full conversation with him about that.
Yes. What did they say?
I don't remember, but you should go listen to it. If you go like look on Juan Epstein podcast, subscribe on iTunes, we have an episode with Slaughterhouse. We definitely asked them about, and they were definitely aware, at least half of them.
But you didn't make up the name, Ace. You know there's such things as Slaughterhouse.
I know that. And I get that. But it just so happens that Slaughterhouse is... My album Slaughterhouse is Eminem loves that album about as much as you do. I don't know if you know.
Yes,
that.
I have he's spoken like to Eminem about Slaughterhouse.
He's a Slaughterhouse nut. So yes, it's like an interesting.
You're right. We have had that discussion about. Yeah.
Were you in the list?
Slaughterhouse.
Were you in the list of when Eminem gave his shout outs that one time at one of the award shows? Were you one of the ones he mentioned?
Yeah, and my phone rang off the hook for like 5 minutes straight. People were like,
"Yo, you were ringing that night."
Like, literally,
people were like, "Yo."
Literally ringing.
People were like, yo.
Eminem just shouted you out.
Like, is there money that comes with that?
Nah.
Still had to make you happy, though.
Nah, it was definitely cool. It was cool.
Okay. Is there a way to get, let's say I'm having a birthday party.
Right.
Master Ace, Paula Perry, who you jacking?
No.
The verse, live on stage.
No.
Never, he's being honest with you.
Never going to happen.
No.
I don't know if I do
Paula Perry's parts.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Would you ever perform the Slaughterhouse album?
It would be difficult without them.
Well, you could, but you and Digga could work it out, and you and
your
other people could do
it. There's a lot of people on the album. There's a lot of ins and outs of that album.
Is anyone really big on the album? Like, who's outside the crew? Are there any random features by someone bigger?
Nope. Just Premier doing the scratches.
Premier does the scratches on Saturday Live.
They even do the beat.
DJ Premier
scratches.
Oh yeah, he probably knows that.
No, well, Shah Stimuli was what?
He's the kid, the voice kid on
Shah Stimuli.
I did not know that was Shah Stimuli.
That's Digga's brother.
Yeah, I know it's Digga's brother, and Shah Stimuli is a known
the
underground.
Kid in the beginning.
He's the kid in the beginning. The two times for your mind. Yeah. He's that kid.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Hey, Master.
Wait. Well, last one. Last question. The reason why I know this, there was a kid in my school. I went to a high school in Long Island, very white school. One of the black kids that lived in a group home. Came in and was rapping one day, and like we were like, he had the illest verse of all time. Then later on, I hear you rhyming over Impeach live. You know what I'm talking about? The Impeach the President?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was at Big Daddy Kane's release party for his fifth album.
ODB was there too.
ODB was there. Jay-Z was there.
Right. He was rapping that verse like it was his verse.
Wow.
And I'd be like, do that verse. And he would kill it. And then years later, I heard it.
It's the
is hippest, it on the album?
Ready to rip
it.
Before the dopest on the mic, it's not Ike and Tina Turner or Bob Hope. It's not that kid Ice Baby, but I'm nice. Confuse you and lose you when I'm saying words twice. That joint, right?
Killed it.
Also, we didn't get to, you had some relationship with Biggie, didn't you? Or no?
Not. I mean, we knew each other.
You have stories.
I have stories.
You have stories.
Yeah. His first lawyer, I was my lawyer who I, you know, basically gave him the recommendation to work with her.
And don't y'all have, aren't you on one of the freestyles with Biggie? That Mr. C freestyle record? Or does you guys just have different freestyles on the same record?
Probably that, yeah.
You know the bootleg I'm talking about?
No.
One of the Biggie freestyles we talked a lot, there's lots of fucking the ass talk. That one of those, you know, the white
style is that.
Oh, there's a lot of them. There's a lot. Let me tell you what. There's a lot of them. I don't say it in a derogatory way, but it's just a funny. It's the pre-pause era, okay? And there's a he's had a lot of reckless, flagrant shit. You know what record I'm talking about, though. Let's get hardcore on these homos. Direct quote. Yeah, over the casual beat. Exactly. I think you have a freestyle on the same record.
I would like to hear that. I want to see what I said. I don't
know. You have a freestyle on the same record. Yo, Master Ace, Punchline Wordsworth. Thanks, guys.
Which one's Punchline? Which one's Wordsmith?
Peace.
I'm playing.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
Fourth meal this weekend, maybe, to feel crazy?
I had a little road meal.
Hi.
Road meal.
Yeah, I was on the road. Yeah, we're recording.
Okay.
Our guest is Jessie Mae Peluso, one of our guests.
Yes, and though she is not a porn star like our last guest, I am here to tell you she's a bigger slut than our last guest.
Oh, stop. I'm a prude.
I know, but you...
I don't know.
I changed my ways.
Why would I call her slut?
Yeah.
Just to
know about something?
No, just because she likes to talk like a slut, so I like to make fun
of her. Talk like a slut.
Talk.
Okay.
Is she a porn star?
Did I just come up with a name for your comedy special?
Talk like a slut. That's going to be my go-to
guy. Talk like a porn star is better.
I like talk like a slut.
No, talk like a slut.
That feels very Amy Schumer-ish.
Let's see, to Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer's like, she says stuff like that.
You got beef with Amy Schumer?
Nah.
You want to take her out?
Nah, not at all.
You sure?
She's a girl doing her thing. Why would I want to take her out?
Positive, I like
it.
And
she's a big girl, so she probably would kick my
ass. Oh, but there's the shot. Then she takes the shot right afterwards. She bigs her up and chops her down.
Well, I'm a little skinny. Like, I'm built like a little 12-year-old boy. So
and she's
most
built like
people
a 40-year-old man.
With a beer
you
belly.
Said that. I didn't say that. She's not
steal
built
a
like
fan.
A man.
She's built like a steel. Sive, good reference. She built like she's in a Packers game eating a kielbasa.
She's a healthy girl.
How do you...
Jessie Mae Peluso's here, by the way.
She's a comedian.
Nobody cares. You guys
friend
are over it. You're both on your phones.
Everyone, no.
We're always
by the way, if you want to know how much respect Sive has for you, the fact that he's not on his laptop right now really...
Be up on your laptop
for our podcast. Yeah, this wasn't supposed to be a podcast. If it was my interview just with you, it'd be different.
Well, because then it's only yourself, so you feel bad being the only person doing.
I feel bad. I just want to do a good interview.
But if I'm here,
he doesn't give a shit.
You know, you can just comfortably go through music and participate.
I'm delete pictures while we're.
No, you're still gonna delete. Of course you are.
Delete. What kind of photos are you deleting?
I don't know. I have
admit
this
to it.
Phone.
That's not a phone. That's a
tablet.
It's a
Metro
screen.
PC. My iPhone broke. I got the new one at home, but I didn't turn it on yet. So I've been using this, and I'm just getting the pictures
out. It's huge.
No, it's huge.
I would not want to see a dick pic on that thing.
This is a Betamax.
Wait,
why Betamax from 1982.
Betamax of phones?
1982. It's a Sega 16-bit. Do you remember that?
Wow. Look at you, Jessie. Oh. God, you're such a nerd.
That's I am a nerd.
That's how I know you're not really a slut. You're too big of a nerd.
I am a nerd. I'm not a slut. Wait, was a porn star sitting in the seat?
Yep.
Oh, great. Yeah. Now my jeans have porn star juice on them.
She's sexy, though.
Which I've always wanted.
You know,
some good porn star? Or like...
Yeah, you know some porn stars are.
You know, by the way. You know,
haggard.
You know she curved me after the show, too.
Really?
Yeah.
She curved you?
She curved me.
How?
Didn't give me her number, gave me her email, and goes, oh, my husband gets jealous. I was like, really? You suck dick on camera.
Your husband gets jealous of you giving your number
to a radio personality?
To a radio personality.
I was like, you suck cock professionally and really
but
well.
He's like friends with a lot of porn stars.
I do. I get off on being friends with porn stars. So
What do you get out of that? I was wondering.
Because you don't do anything.
No, do I?
Well, I mean, if you got a hot wife, I don't
do
think
it. So what? So what? You know what keeps a hot wife happy?
The porn stars.
A guy who's getting practiced by just fucking laying down some porn stars now and then. You know what I'm saying?
That makes a hot wife happy?
Yes. You haven't heard that?
No.
I bet you two are freaky.
Me and my wife?
Yeah, I bet you guys.
When we have sex, on those occasions, on the holidays when we have sex, I put it down. And then the rest of the year comes.
Can you never say that again?
I put it down. Diggy down.
Where are you at this weekend? I forgot.
A Stress Factory. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday with Carly.
I just want to make sure we get that in early. Stress Factory in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
New Brunswick.
By yourself or with the redhead?
Carly, the redhead. You don't know Carly?
Yeah, I just interviewed her like 2 weeks ago.
I'll be honest.
Maybe a little more.
Can I be honest? I was watching that was an interview.
Huh?
That was an interview.
What was it?
Was
it
just a verbal
attack?
Just two people with similar interests.
Why are you watching it?
Because I was sitting in the back room.
Judging you?
Oh. I thought it was almost like a first date. It almost felt like I was watching a date between you. Yeah,
you trying to flirt with my girl, Sife?
I don't... Yes, but I don't do interviews like that. I have conversations with comedians.
It was like he was. No, yeah, that's true. It definitely was that.
She is very attractive.
Yes, she is.
You are very attractive.
Thank you.
Two together are very attractive.
Well, somebody's good at equations.
That math was.
That's called hot algebra.
Yo, Carly.
Algebra. That's pretty funny.
She's definitely your type.
Carly?
Yes.
The redhead?
She's a redhead. She's
not real red.
She's a fake redhead.
I mean, is anything real these days? It's as real as it's going to get.
No, I'm fine with it. I like it.
What do you mean it's as real as
it's funny because when her and I, we were in Miami together and we were at the Ritz because we thought we were all fancy. And we, you know, all the white towels, that's what they give you. So her hair runs. So we're laying on the towels and we get up and we walk away and her towel's just like
so you guys share
completely
room?
Red.
You guys share a room?
Yeah, we share a room.
Oh,
of course we
talk about
look
it.
At dudes. See, dudes want to go right to so how many beds are in the room?
How many
I
beds
wasn't
are
even
there?
Gonna, I don't even get like that, but you, yeah, the way you said it.
How many beds are in the room?
Two beds.
Okay.
We
and
only
which
used
bed
one.
You
yeah. Bam!
You're eating each other's pussies.
Folding clothes.
So Jessie Mae Peluso and I did a, we met doing a pilot together. Like 2 years ago.
Pete, 2 years ago?
Yeah, a little more than 3 years ago?
It was like 4 years
ago. No.
Going with Sherrod?
Yes.
Yes.
On that?
Yes.
Me and Sherrod.
What an all-star cast.
All-star cast.
Yes, I remember that.
We've actually all sort of come up in the last
years. You told me that, and then I met her after that.
Yes.
Yes. I met her first.
Oh, that's the one Rosenberg was talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. And she was kind of like pathetic and like a little bit of a loser.
Oh, was I?
Sad.
That's so funny.
She was sad.
Coming from you.
And she was like, she kind of just wandered around Rochester making videos.
Rochester. That's the wrong place. Go ahead,
Buffalo?
No, dude, but keep going.
Which one is it?
Keep going with your story.
She like made videos of her.
She's from Schenectady.
She was on a bike, just like riding around
a
on a bike. She made a video
There's
of her.
There's a lot
her
of holes in this story. There's a lot of whores in this story.
And she did a farting video. She did a fart video.
The video's got 9 million hits. Thank you very much.
A very
farts are funny.
Sorry, a very popular fart video.
I'm not into shit jokes.
Sife hates fart jokes.
Oh, please.
I'm serious.
Are you above fart jokes?
I just don't like them.
Okay, it's fine.
I could not like
them. I just don't like
it. He's just pissed about farts.
I don't like shit jokes.
It's okay. I don't like blatant shit jokes either. I think they're dumb.
But what about...
You know the... Sorry.
Oh, you both... Oh, the...
But you like fart jokes?
My dad is a pull-my-finger type of dude. I grew up on that dumb... type of humor. It makes me laugh. Like if people trip and fall and fart on a very basic level, it makes me laugh. Like the kid in me laughs. It's not something when I go see comedy, I want to see a comedian talk about farts. I get it. But if somebody, you know, lets one rip in a room, it's hilarious.
God, I can't remember what TV show I was watching. Oh, it was Parks. It was Parks and Rec. And you know the pathetic
Larry?
Guy? Who's the
Jerry, but now they call him Larry.
Jerry. It was an episode where Jerry like, he's trying to do a presentation and is like fumbling through all of it. And then at the end, he bends over and farts at the same And it's
that
one
was pretty,
of,
that, was
that was pretty good.
He can't even talk about the fart, and you're laughing
at
me.
That was a good one. That
you
was
saw
good.
That one. That was pretty good.
But, Sife, I can't see farts.
There are specific fart jokes, and also like the Jeff Daniels Dumb and Dumber on the toilet scene.
Oh, God.
Where he laughs at his own fart while he's sitting there. Like, that's pretty funny. Do you think they're going to be able to do a decent? Do you think it'll be a half decent follow-up?
Really?
I think they ruined when they did the prequel with the two kids.
They weren't in that though, and that was just the movie company though. That wasn't them. That wasn't the
true,
Farrelly Brothers. No one was involved.
I just think the fact that could even be put out was dumb.
It upset
and dumber.
You.
Speaking of putting out,
back to you being a slut.
God.
What's your deal?
I'm not a slut.
What is your
what
deal?
What is your deal? That's what's like the deal? Most generic line.
What's,
in
your,
terms of
what's your relationship
so
deal?
I'm single and not single, ready to mingle.
Not ready to mingle.
No, because it's just like, I don't know. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered.
You go on ChristianMingle.com?
Gross.
That's
like the other opposite end of the spectrum.
Guys, I got to tell you something.
Like not boning or boning a Christian who's like, we have to pray. Kneel and pray. It's like, no, kneel and lay. Let's not kneel and pray.
Kneel and eat this.
Yeah, kneel and eat this.
Say it. Eat this what?
Chach. You say it, you pervert, with all that facial hair. It's grosser coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Talk about it. So the other day, my wife and I were in a hotel in, where was I this weekend?
I don't know where you were this week. I know this week we're doing an interview with Jessie Mae. Don't want to hear about you.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Juan Epstein.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, why are you being an asshole?
Tell the story.
She's in the middle of answering something, and you cut her off to tell a story about you.
It's not
about me. It's not about it. It's about that.
Do you put a finger in her butt?
No, it's about Christian Mingle. We saw a commercial that we thought was a joke, and we just stared at each other, but it was real. It was on an airplane. It was on DirecTV, and it was a commercial for farmer dating.
Yes.
I saw that.
Have
yes,
you seen
Farmer's Life. Farmerslife.com. Yeah.
Are right. you serious?
So
I apologize.
Thank you.
So hot. I want to get a guy with like a rave.
Yo, that shit. I was like, this is a, I'm waiting for the joke, the bit.
Me too.
Like, is Farmer's this, Life.
I'm waiting for like, you know, Kroll show on Comedy Central. Like, I'm like,
get
what
a guy to
is
churn
this?
Your butter.
Wasn't it the craziest thing? It's like
it was fucking.
It's
crazy.
Lonely being on a farm.
It is though. Acres and acres, acres of cows. Like he went through all the cows already. He's like, I want like the warmth of a woman, not the warmth of a bovine.
Shit. I don't even know what bovine means.
It's cow.
It's a bovine's a word for cow.
Yeah.
Did you learn that in Rochester?
I am not. I'm not from Rochester.
Where are you from?
Thank no. you, Syke.
Syracuse.
I've known you longer, and Syke
right.
pays attention.
But wasn't it close? I said Rochester and Buffalo. I was no, pretty
it's,
close.
It's okay. It's close. And those you, things get grouped together.
Did you or did you not make a video of yourself on a bike in Syracuse?
I did not. My mom did.
On a bike doing what?
She was
it's
like
a scooter because I did a stand-up show. I used to do the show like once a year in Syracuse, and it was the video that I came out to on stage. And it's just me riding around all the, like, the Syracuse landmarks. There's like three of them, but still.
What are they?
Like Dinosaur Barbecue, yeah. The Syracuse sign, the mall. Hides.
The mall is fucking crazy.
The mall is insane right now.
You seen the renovations and shit?
I've been there.
You ever shut the mall down up there?
You can't.
You can't even shut the mall down?
The mall is clubs, bars.
What?
Comedy clubs, restaurants. Like, it's like, because it's so cold up there that like half the year you're just in that mall and you do everything.
Yeah.
It's an unshut downable mall.
Yeah, you can't shut it down.
I'm sure if we we crapped in a fountain, we could probably
do you know
shut
what shutting down.
Down
a mall is?
See, he laughed at the shit joke. He's a liar. Yeah. He's laughing at the shit joke.
You're a liar.
I threw that one out to test and you laughed.
I love it some.
Jesse May, do you know what shutting the mall down is?
I would assume what it is.
What is it? What's shutting the mall down?
Shutting the mall down, like shutting it down.
Like what?
Like the doors are shut in, like zombies. Like we're locking ourselves in. Is it a lockdown?
No.
What happens?
It's a rap term. It's shutting the mall down.
What happens?
It's
what
like,
do people
it's
do?
Like, it's like you get to town with your posse, and the first thing you do is like, you may not even pack. You're just going to go shopping when you get to the
shut
town.
The
and you just show up at the mall and just shut that shit the fuck down.
Yeah, so but like
ball
a,
out.
A rat outbreak could do that too. So it's like.
It's different. That's a different kind of mall.
But the mall would still shut down. I'm just saying, if there was like a vermin.
A vermin incident, it would also be.
The mall would also be shut down.
That's a different kind of shutdown. What does the key on your wrist mean, that tattoo key?
That's my house, my key for my house. We had like skeleton locks, and I used to like lock everybody in the room all the time.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
It's and my, you had it yeah. put on there? What other tats you got?
It's my mom's handwriting. It's
wow, literally? What, and what does it say?
What does it say?
Hold your breath, make a wish, count to three, come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Do you know Willy Wonka?
I never saw it.
It's a good movie.
I heard. Is that weird that I've never seen it either?
There's no poop jokes,
there's a
so
couple,
you'll enjoy it.
There's a couple major movies that I've never seen.
I know, that's
you
a big one.
You should see Willy Wonka. It's a good one.
Is that different than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Same thing?
Yeah.
It could get confusing. I always thought that sounded kind of gay.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is
yeah, like the
actual
Fudge Factory.
Term, but I say Willy Wonka because the character.
Everybody knows Willy Wonka.
Yeah, everybody knows Willy Wonka.
I got to say two things. One, you have very sculpted arms.
Thank you.
You're very nice. You're like
ooh,
you're
I like
Demi
that.
Moore in G.I. Jane. Number one.
I want to be Demi Moore in Striptease. You remember how hot she was in that?
Not as hot as she was in Disclosure. Hottest.
Because she was sluttier.
Oh, she was such a slut.
Striptease, she was like trying to, you know,
trying
help
to get
her
out
kid,
of it.
Trying to get out of life.
She was going in.
She was going
Ooh,
in.
Disclosure. Yo, I'll jerk off to Disclosure in public.
Oh, that's inappropriate. I feel like you do that with any movie. You probably do that with Lion King, you weirdo.
Got a hand job during Lion King.
Shut up.
Real talk.
Did you Nasa Quenya when you
fuck
when it happened?
On.
Real talk. No, the second I came, I was like, Nasa Quenya, many cinema. You do it really well too.
Wow.
I really did get a hand job. I was my freshman in high school.
Nobody asked you this question. I don't want to know about your hand job to the Lion King. Did you really?
Yeah. And I was wearing a bootleg Wu-Tang shirt. Real talk. And definitely just jizz in my Wu-Tang shirt.
Oh no.
And had to leave just wearing. Swearing a jizz shirt.
Is that the 37th chamber? Thank you. That was my Wu-Tang joke.
That was really good. 37th chamber was the jizza.
The jizz chamber.
The jizza.
The jizza.
The jizza. We're really working it today.
The jizza doesn't get along with the jizza, though.
That's
no.
so good.
JZA doesn't get along with
JZA. Nah.
Not even close.
Not
they wouldn't even hear each other. So you're popping these days.
Sure.
You're on fire because of Girl Code.
Sure.
Getting a huge MTV
But come
check.
On, seriously.
Huge
Jessie
MTV
May,
check.
Very funny chick.
Very
Thank
funny.
Thank you. Syfe and I have worked together.
We have worked together. You're very funny.
She's very good.
Your jokes are great. On stage, great. But Girl Code propelled you.
Yeah, of course.
Next level.
Next level.
Headlining comedian
it.
Now.
Yes.
Did it do even more than The Daily Trend?
What's the Daily Trend?
That's the pilot we shot together.
I don't even think the pilot was finished or shown to anyone.
Nobody saw it. It was me, you, and Sherrod Small, and we just, it took us forever to tape it because Sherrod was just like,
it was, and by the way,
wanted a deal.
Didn't we meet for like months?
Oh my God, we had meetings for months.
Led to a shoot one day.
In a closet.
By the way, and two guests ago was there too.
Who was on the pilot too?
Dante Nero.
Oh my God, Dante! That's right, with the spirit earring.
Wait, did you remember that when he was here?
Yeah, I see him do that. That's because remember we talked about his management and stuff, and that's how I knew.
We used to have the same management, Dante and I.
You used to.
Used to, yeah.
Do you still have them?
No.
She left recently.
So did he.
He did. Oh, okay.
Big time now.
Oh, stop! It's not even a big time thing.
Did you sign a big time agent?
No, I actually, I'm with Super Artists.
Are they big? Sounds super.
They're a smaller group, but I prefer that. Like, it's a little bit more of like a family feel.
Where are they based out of?
In Santa Monica, California.
Okay. Talk about it. Saif, how you say she's getting rather popular?
She's very popular.
Really? Why do you say so strongly? I know how comic life is.
She's out every weekend?
Just about every weekend. At least 3 weekends a month.
Plus colleges during the week.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there. I mean, that's the goal of a comedian. The first goal, the big goal, is to get on that road and hit and be a headliner.
And she's a headliner now.
Yep.
Would you say you wouldn't be headlining this soon if you didn't have the TV show?
No, I mean, absolutely not, because it just is the exposure.
But you were ready for it.
I was ready for it because I had been performing, you know, for years, and I had been doing...
How long?
I've been performing for almost 10 years on stage. I did improv for a few years, and I had been performing longer sets stand-up-wise for, like, the past 2 years. I mean, given most of the material sucked... Because I was still learning and trying to find my voice, and I'm still finding my voice. But, you know, I was ready for it because I was busting my ass for the past, like, year and a half.
That's true.
Just trying to tighten all the material up.
I saw it. Things are tight with Jessie Mae.
Everything. Ow.
Ow.
Especially the anus. Real quick.
Sorry?
Anus. Her butt.
He was trying to say it fancy. Like anus.
Trying to make it sound like a juice. Oh, I like that. That's
anus.
Borat. Borat says anus.
Does he?
I didn't realize it.
I didn't know Borat said that.
I just knew that it was a...
So were you being serious when you said you're single?
Yeah. I've been single for...
What happened? Literally, let me look at my phone.
The last text message?
I bet the last...
Why?
No, I'm just telling you.
Oh.
Why?
What's this guy?
But she's not even being weird. She's not even...
You want to talk about it?
I just wanted to ask about something specific to it, though.
Mm. No?
I can't tell what you're saying anymore.
Is it probably because he's in the middle? Are you in the middle?
Do you know? Are you friends with her?
No.
Why are you so weird right now?
Yeah, I don't know why you're being weird. Neither of us know.
Stroke? What just
happened? Is there something?
No, just say it.
Call an ambulance.
Okay, because the last thing.
What's the last thing I texted you?
Well, the last thing you texted me. The last thing you texted me is actually a generic. Generic shout out. Hey, if you're bored tonight, I'm doing a new and free comedy show at 8 p.m. at the Village Lantern on Bleecker Street in the Village.
What was the date of that?
January 3rd, yourealoser.com. No, January 3rd, 2013, before it was ringing.
Yo!
Right before it was ringing.
That's so funny.
At the fucking a year and a half ago, you were doing a free show at the Lantern.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I still would, too.
Lantern is
still would.
Still would.
Okay, but before that.
That's stage time.
Well, oh, my God. You're going
to. Oh, God. What? Wait.
The
we
text
need to
before.
This. We
the
need to
text before.
What is it?
The text before.
Let me see.
This is so uplifting. I'm being serious. You should feel so good about where you are. The text before. Yo, get me up on Hip Hop Squares, my dude.
I was kidding.
But look at her. Now I've been booted off MTV too, and she runs the place.
Let me get me up. I thought that was funny. You didn't
think that
was
funny? No, you did. You wrote LMAO.
You didn't think that was funny?
And then before that, though, right before that was you and I talking about my dog and you knowing
all these
a dog whisperer.
Oh, yeah. I know a couple. I mean, well, Justin Silver was training, but I have a friend in L.A., Brandon McMillan, who has a show called Lucky Dog on CBS, and he trains dogs.
When I wanted help with Bear. But at the time, you had a boyfriend. Now you don't.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend of three dogs. Now I have two dogs.
He took one?
Well, one went to a family because he went to Miami. He couldn't have dogs down there.
Did you guys break up amicably?
Not really.
Are you going there again?
Things were hard. No, relationships get hard, and I just decided, you know. For the both of us, it was better if we weren't together.
The going got tough, and you said, and fuck cold. It, I'm out of here.
Aye, yo.
Was that how it ended?
I mean, I wasn't like, aye, yo. I was like, all right. you.
Which is very similar.
No, no, I mean, it was a hard thing. It was definitely very, very hard.
And now you've been single and just out there just fucking.
Not at all.
Nothing. Not even once.
I mean, not even once, but just not. I don't care.
So in case your ex-boyfriend's listening, you have fucked at least once.
Of course, I'm a human being.
Okay, good.
I mean, at least once. But
he doesn't want to know
there's
that.
There's not a slew. There's not a plethora of dudes. No, because I just don't. I'm focused on my career. I don't care.
You're doing good.
I don't know what that means when people say that.
I use jacuzzi jets instead.
I know, on your career. As if for a man, being focused on your career means that for one day you stop trying to get pussy.
Well, you guys think about it all the time. Like, women, we can function on a different level. Like, we can function in a different...
And is why you should be able to go get a little side penis and go back to work.
I found a really lovely jacuzzi in Miami.
And so you just rubbed up against it. And
yeah.
You just rubbed.
Yeah, just kind of chilled in the jacuzzi all day and stared at children and let my eye twitch.
Why do you stare at?
There was families.
Oh, because there were families around. Be honest.
I didn't stare at children. I'm just saying.
But hold on, did you actually complete to this jacuzzi?
Complete?
Yeah. Did you complete?
Are you asking me if the jacuzzi completed me?
Yes.
Yes, it did.
While you were sitting there, like publicly,
is that weird?
While people were around.
I mean, people were milling about. I wasn't having conversations.
We love milling about. Wait, so but literally during the day, and there
bright
are people around.
Bright out. Could even been an AM. I'm not sure.
Could even been in the AM hours, and you're just rubbing your snatch on the jacuzzi vent.
If any girl, and I've never done that before, but if any girl says she's in a jacuzzi and that's never happened to her, it's a lie.
Well, they've gotten off.
Girls make friends with jacuzzi jets.
And get off on them.
Sure.
Like sex with jacuzzi.
I had the sex with a jacuzzi. Am I wrong for doing that?
Not at all. And you know what?
Fine.
You look like you're judging me, Sif.
No way.
With those tired eyes.
I don't judge at all.
No, not even that.
I never judge.
Oh, yeah. When I leave this room, you guys are going to be like, slut.
I said that when you walked in.
Jacuzzi slut. You did.
I said slut when you walked in. Now, real quick.
I was wondering how that would work. I don't judge anybody.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
It wouldn't work for you because it's a.
No, it wouldn't work for me.
You tried to shove your dick. It's
not
really
the outgoing
risky.
One. You got to go in the ingoing one. The only problem with the ingoing one is too.
Blow it. You need the sucker.
Yeah, the ingoing one is too wide.
And you'll lose your dick.
The water just flows.
You
got
to have a huge dick. You got to have like 7 inches in width.
We gotta have a square, like a rectangle dick.
This is disgusting. Now, I did have an ex-girlfriend who used to always get off on the faucet in her bathroom.
Like in the kitchen sink?
No, in the bath. And here's my problem with breakups, right? Is that when you break up with someone, they get funny style with you, and they don't want to know you anymore. And you just want to be like, real quick, before you act too gassed, you should know that I've seen you laying on the floor of a bathtub with your feet on the wall so you could get fucked by a faucet. I've sat there probably like hovering my cock near your face.
Stop.
What? It's real life.
I've just changed my memoir title to Fucking with a Faucet. Fucking with a Faucet.
Wait, from Talk Like a Slut?
From Talk Like a Slut to Fucked by a Faucet.
Which is both true.
Well, how is that happening? The water pressing down or she was actually like...
No, she loved the water pressure.
Chicks do that.
Yeah, the water pressure just did it.
Oh, and it was some strong pressure.
Like a happy ending for a woman.
It was just pre-war building?
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of water pressure? You don't have that in New York.
It was not New York. It was
not
in
New York.
It was in Maryland.
Jersey? Where was that?
Maryland. Good old water.
Water pressure.
You got some good water.
I'll be honest. I could never match up with the fucking water. You can't beat water.
Because the water's still soft.
And it hits everything, covers it all.
It cleans you.
Clean simultaneously.
It nourishes you.
Continuous. Like, it won't stop until you turn that knob.
It's literally a faucet.
It can bless you.
It does everything.
Holy water.
Holy water. Are you Catholic?
No.
But Protestant?
Nothing.
You were something. Look at you.
I mean, I was born. Look at you.
Look how white you are. You're something.
I was raised Protestant, but I mean, we only went to church until my parents separated. Then they were like, fuck God. See you later, God.
I respect that.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Protestant.
It's a type of Christianity.
Nobody uses that word except Catholics.
Well, you mean it's just generic?
Just to talk crap about Christians.
I know. Aren't Jews the best that we have a term for everyone else in the world? I mean, how fucking self-centered do you have to be as a group if you make up like 2% of the entire world, but you have a word for the rest of the world? And we talk a bit down about them, like Goyim. They're Goyim. That's called everyone. And that's what we honestly feel.
Wait,
like.
What's
but you look Puerto Rican. You're a different type of
thank you.
Jewish person.
Thank you.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. That
you
said I look Puerto Rican. Really?
Like a pale, pale Jewish Puerto Rican.
I know that. Sí.
Un poquito.
Un poquito Puerto Rican.
Un poquito Puerto Rico.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Nothing.
Are you looking through more text messages that I sent you?
No.
Please stop.
You know what?
You can't edit
all your text messages?
I've just recently started deleting them because
you have
my phone's
to. They take
mad
up so much space. Swipe and delete.
I delete all my shit right away.
I do too.
I try to.
Like the second you have finished the conversation,
if it's anything worthwhile to keep, I'll forward it to an email.
But for the but like your iPhone text, or you don't really text much on your iPhone, do you?
No, yeah, I will be.
But you will be. I wonder like how many conversations. Like, do you have a lot of conversations on yours?
No, I don't.
It ends. Like you can see the end. Mine's like
yeah,
years.
No, mine just goes. It goes. It goes. It
see,
goes.
So
but
you do
I
have
clean
a lot.
My I clean my messages out because you know. You just never know.
You never know what ratchet shit you have in there.
Skanky stuff.
Yeah, like you have a year ago with her. Like, why do you need that?
I have more
for
than
this
that.
Moment right now.
But I mean,
it's cool for this moment right now, though. It's actually right cool.
But I'm
interviews. If you interview friends and stuff.
And I'll actually tell you something. It's totally fucking morose. But
if somebody dies.
Yes.
And I thought about that last week.
And what'd you do?
I was like, oh, I thought about all the messages I erased. I'm like, what if one of my friends died and I wouldn't be able to see what they said to me the last thing?
I went through that in life.
Yeah,
it was hard.
It's really like, okay, your friends probably said, I'm downstairs. Or
I'm in
meet
a fart
me in 5
cloud.
Minutes. Or I'm in a fart cloud.
That'd be funny, though. It was like, oh, God, I miss her so much. Last thing she said to me was she was in a fart cloud. I'd be like, that was, you know, a good moment together.
By the way,
trust me, I keep everything. I keep everything, but
not that. No, you're random. Smart.
It's too hard to keep all. That.
I try to delete a message when somebody says like, "I'm coming. I'm on my way." I try to delete it right away.
Because who needs that?
No, you don't need that one.
But wouldn't you want this?
Oh, God.
Pete, how you be, my dude? It's Jesse May. I had a favor to ask. Do you know who books for Cypher's show at Caroline's? Can you help a homegirl out?
Aww.
Hope you and wifey are enjoying lifey.
That's pretty cute.
I wrote, aw, thanks. I'll talk to Sife.
What the fuck?
That was before you and I knew each other.
Yeah. All the way back in the day. And then
weird.
And then
yeah.
The next time
we didn't know each other.
And then I said, how you been? And she wrote, busy as shit, but great. Slightly gassy. You? See, that's how you
See?
Know she likes fart jokes.
Fart jokes. Right back.
I feel room. Honored that you wanted to be on my show.
Of course. I heard
really
good
nice.
Things about it.
Hey, guys. We have to kick Jesse May out.
Whatever. You we know what? On a fart joke,
you know,
it's
you
fine.
Still haven't done my show.
Are you serious? You guys have gotten to know each other, and it just hasn't happened?
That's so funny.
I've done it. Now that
really?
I think about it. No, we've done shows together.
I haven't done your show.
But not...
Boyfriend.
With Eric.
Oh, that's what they're... Sife, when everything's...
Do my show now, or are you too big time?
Of course I would.
You would do it. You looked away for half a second.
No, I was looking at him because he was talking.
She's staring you in your eyes. Say you'll do it right now while you're staring in the
eyes. You have me recorded saying it.
You have it.
I crossed my finger under the table. No, I'm kidding.
Where can people find Jesse May Peluso?
On the interweb. I don't just look for
at
me.
Jesse May Peluso.
At Jesse May Peluso.
How do you spell your last name?
P-E-L-U-S-O. J-E-S-S-I-M-A-E.
Jesse May has one of the only names that has like a double name kind of in it that I can handle saying the whole thing.
Because your brain
doesn't explode. Do you like? You don't mind if people call you Jesse, or you don't like it?
I don't mind at all.
Because I know someone.
Jess.
I like Jess. Friends call me Jess.
I have a friend, Alisa Maria.
Alisa
That's
Maria.
Too much.
It's too much. And you can't call her Alisa. That's not her name. So I feel weird if I introduce
it's
her.
It's one
like,
thing.
No, it's two names, but that's her name. Her name's Alisa Maria, and I'm like,
it's two
words, one name.
Is it the middle name?
No. Is there a middle name?
No, her name's Alisa Maria.
Is she a porn star?
No, not Alisa at all. Maria. She's like a nerdy, sweet. Professional.
Nah, fuck out of here, man. It's Alisa. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. It's
you
a
guys
lot.
Can't hate on her name. It's kind of.
No, she's a sweetheart too. I really like her.
Yes.
All right, Jesse May Peluso.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you. Come back soon.
May
for a long time.
Call me May. Call me June. Call me July. Bam, a little summer joke for you, nerd.
Get more of that this weekend.
Stress Factor.
At the Stress Factor.
Yes.
And New Brunswick.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. See ya.